quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brent Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? It means my shirt's unbuttoned. And also, it means we got a lot to talk about here today. Last night was AEW Dynamite. We're going to review that show later on here today. I didn't think it was the best Dynamite. It was just kind of there. I didn't think it was like one of those shows that was actively bad or anything. It was just kind of there. And then, of course, I got cocky. And for the first time in months and months and months, YouTube TV, they didn't get the overrun. So I didn't see any of the main event. Hopefully Lance did. But we'll talk about Dynamite here tonight, and then we've got the rest of the news. SmackDown tomorrow. Collision was taped yesterday, so we'll give you the lineup for the show. No other big pay-per-views this weekend in terms of wrestling, but there is a UFC show. So we'll talk about what's going on, an update on Chelsea, WWE house shows. Old CM Punk's back on the road, hardcore coming up. We've got AEW helping out with the Owen Hart Foundation 27th anniversary. We got some notes on the SmackDown rating, which did very well. And Collision did pretty well as well. So we'll tell you how, at least in terms of viewership. The 18 to 49 wasn't much, but we'll take you through all of that. And then, as noted in the final segment, we'll do Dynamite. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That's 425-780-7566. FRWOnline@gmail.com. FRWOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. I'm also at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Lance joins us after the break. Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Sandman goes, the whole Dynamite is now up on YouTube TV. Just check my recording. You can at least watch the main event tonight before you review the show on Brian and Vinny. Yeah, we'll see. Now's not the time to bring that up. Anybody want a cat? My cat's been misbehaving right before the show, of course. Right before the show goes live. Of course, you know, the cat has to misbehave. It's 65,000 people have to send a message all at the same time when I'm doing the opening thing. And then this guy says, hey, watch the end of Dynamite that, you know, he went 22 minutes long again. We'll see. We'll see. I heard it was a really good match. But I'm in a mood right now. Now's not the time to tell that to me.
Yeah, they did something that made me strongly dislike the match. So
really?
Yes.
Well, I'll have you review it here later on. All right. Misbehaving is what cats do. God.
Relax.
Watch
your language,
Brian. His litter box, and he sent litter everywhere, all over the floor. And then right after that happened, he just freaking jumps on the edge of his water bowl and sends water all over the place. So now there's wet right before the show. And then he sits there and he cries about it. Like it's my fault. Like, hey, can you clean up the room already? I'm like, cat, get out of here. Go downstairs. Of course, then the cat, anyway. I'm sweating.
Relax,
profusely
brother.
Right now. Profusely.
You may want to reconsider those gummies.
Hey, you know what? I got it right here, brother. I mean, I'm trying not to become an alcoholic, but it's just sitting there looking at me. All right. Chelsea Green is expected to remain WWE Women's Champion despite her recent injury. Oh, I reported this. Yeah, anyway, this is it's not confirmed, okay? It's not confirmed, but the feeling is they're not going to strip her of the title. And, I mean, anything can happen. Things can change. But she did break her orbital bone on the show last week. And obviously she was the interim champion because the actual champion, Rhea Ripley, got injured. And they initially thought that Rhea would be back fairly soon, but we're not sure. So we'll have an interim champion. And then when Rhea comes back, they can do the unification match. But then, like, Rhea ends up getting knee surgery. and she's not going to be back until 2027. So now we've got an interim champion who they have not officially announced is the actual champion, although when they introduced her on Friday, they did introduce her as just the women's champion. She then broke her orbital bone, and then it was like, now what do we do? And I think what probably is going to play into this is the fact that, first off, people really love Chelsea, and I think they'd be really angry if they stripped her of the title. And second off, I mean, they literally just made a big deal about the fact that Liv Morgan won the, she won her title at WrestleMania and didn't do one defense for 100 days. Over 3 full months, she didn't defend that title, and she didn't get stripped. So I think the idea is that she's not getting stripped of this title.
Although I had someone check, and apparently she did defend it on like 2 house shows.
Probably true, but I'm sure it is true.
Wasn't there a women's title before that everyone joked, it's probably not right, but mentioned was cursed because there was like 3 or 4 injuries?
I feel like that's many of these belts, honestly. Well, on the subject of house shows appear to be back somewhat with a vengeance. So they've already announced, well, we talked about the other day, they're doing a European house show tour prior to the Royal Rumble. Whole bunch of dates. They announced a bunch of dates that are going to be taking place in October and November. 7 shows, 7 house shows. So you have to add in television as well. So 7 house shows between October 15th and November 19th. And there's a holiday tour in December that they always do. And then I was told that there's probably going to be additional house shows added in December. So it looks like the days of no house shows for WWE, they appear to be history. Because from October through the beginning of February, I mean, there's a bunch of dates every single month. And we've talked about this countless times, but in a perfect world, house shows are great for everybody. The wrestlers tend to enjoy doing them. Gets everybody kind of moving around a little bit. Cardio's good. The only downside is when you go from no house shows to multiple house shows, as we've seen, you end up with people getting hurt. So hopefully nobody gets hurt and gets into house show shape and everything is good from here on out. It'll be really good for the Trick Williams and, you know, the people that get called up to the main roster and still need more experience. So hopefully everything works out great for everybody. But
not as good for you if you just restructured your deal to get paid less because there's fewer shows.
Well, maybe those people won't work the house shows.
That's possible.
God, what are we talking about? Ridiculous. And also CM Punk being advertised for 22 upcoming events through the end of October. It's a lot of events that guy's doing. There was a funny thread on our board yesterday. So they announced it for that NXT show, and somebody on the board was like, can we give the guy props now? Because I guess after they announced him, they sold 222 tickets or something. And I was like, this is not a burial of CM Punk, even though it comes across that way. Guys, it's 222 tickets. What are we talking about here? I mean, yeah, when they announced him for Chicago, for AEW, and they sold the building out, that was impressive, okay? When you announce him for an NXT show and they sell 200 tickets... I probably sold 200 tickets for Relentless this weekend. I didn't. But, I mean, I can't prove I didn't. But anyway, yes, he's got a whole bunch of dates coming up from now through the end of October. And they are using it. Save up to 20% using the promo code PUNK20. Because, you know, tickets aren't flying off the shelves like they were even a year ago. And, you know, SmackDown on Friday. It's from the TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. And they're at 6747. They ran Raw there in March of this year. April, May, June, July. 5 months ago, they ran Raw in this same building. And they sold 12,674. So this SmackDown show is at 50% of the number of tickets sold for Raw 5 months ago. And I mean, maybe they'll sell 6,000 tickets in a day. Probably not. But maybe they can put Punk on the show and do another 200. I don't know. But anyway, the point is...
Wow.
They're not...
That was a cheap shot, brother.
Come on, that was a good one. The point is they're not selling... The tickets are not flying off the shelves right now. And it's funny, actually. It's funny because the SmackDown rating last week was, like, really good. They did 1.5 million viewers and a 0.35, which is the highest number since, like, WrestleMania week. And I think... The obvious reason for that is the return of Randy Orton. I think Orton really boosted the rating for SmackDown. So maybe they can add him to the show and they'll sell 200 tickets. I don't know. But anyway, ticket sales are not, they're not blowing people away. But it was a good rating for the SmackDown show this past Friday night. Collision less so, although they did a good number of viewership. 418,000 for Collision. But the 18 to 49 was 0.05, which is not a good 18 to 49. And now we're getting, I don't have the NXT number in front of me. I think it was 649,000, if I recall. But now it's like, you know, for those of you that hate talking about ratings and everything like that because of, you know, Dynamite, Collision, Max, we don't know what Max does. Well, ESPN app is now airing... NXT Live. And I don't think we're going to get those numbers. So now you can add NXT to the list of shows where we really have no idea how many people are watching. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. Fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yes, the cat is named Mango. Everyone wants to know about this cat. He used to be Wolf. But then one day...
Changed the name?
No, one day Hanalei was just like, he's Mango now. She was like five.
Well, that's changing the name.
Well, yeah, she changed the name. I didn't change the name. Huh. But now his new name is he's been Mango for like 3 years. And like, God bless the cat, but he's like, with all due respect, he's an idiot. He doesn't know any better. You can call him anything. And you know, and he doesn't respond.
Perfect.
Wasn't the wolf an outdoor cat at one point? No. Wolf has never been outdoors. And when you open the door and offer to let him outdoors, he's petrified of the outside world. So he just sits in here, vomits everywhere, makes a complete mess of his room, and then complains to me about it, basically.
So he's doing a Tom Lawler impression.
He's very much like Filthy, now that I think about it. Maybe I should rename him again. Where were we?
Wrestling. Ratings.
I know. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I had to talk about. I managed to get so much news out in that opening segment, I impressed even myself. Okay. Well, I guess we'll talk about SmackDown tomorrow, which still needs to sell some tickets if anyone has any ideas. Damian Priest and R-Truth against the War Raiders and the MFTs in a three-way for the tag team titles. Tiffany Stratton will defend the U.S. title against JC Jane. We have got Baron Corbin and Carmelo Hayes for the... Actually, that's not for the title. I guess that's just a match. And believe it or not, guys, things are changing because, you know, we've returned to the days of house shows, and now we're also returning to the day of the advertised, untelevised dark match.
Yeah, selling tickets, or at least trying to.
Yeah, and I'm actually surprised they're not selling more tickets because the dark match is Cody Rhodes teaming with Oba Femi to take on Braun Breaker and Theory. So it's actually a bizarre dark match because it's a SmackDown talent teaming with a Raw talent to face two Raw talents in a tag team title match. So you'll get a DQ finish, everybody. But, yeah, the advertised...
Oh, come on. They'll beat Theory in a dark match, sure.
It's a title match. They can't.
Oh, it's a title match.
Yeah.
Okay, then it's going to be a DQ.
Thank you, Lance. Thank you for that. Then we have got Collision coming up on Saturday. No spoilers here, but the lineup has Divine Dominion defending the tag. It's probably not a tag title match, but they're facing TBA. So, no spoilers, everybody. But I have to say I would be surprised if TBA won. But anything's possible. Mercedes Moné will face Zeta Steel. Hangman Page, Brody King, and Brodito and Bandito defend the trio's titles against the Lethal Twist. No spoilers.
Probably not a title change.
Everybody. And then we got the three Continental Cup matches. And Shibata faces Nigel McGuinness. Kyle O'Reilly faces Roderick Strong. And Hechicero faces Brian Cage. The winners of those three matches move on. And then we have another blind draw to bring us to the second round. And then we'll find out who is going to Wembley for the Continental title and the Continental Cup. My presumption is that it'll end up being Nigel McGuinness versus John Moxley at Wembley. And John Moxley retains the title. And he ends up with a cup. You know? What's he going to do with it? That's a good question. Thank you, Brian.
Want to plug TNA while we're plugging?
Yeah, what's going on TNA?
Tonight on TNA.
You know this time.
Nick Nemeth defends the TNA World title against Jeff Hardy. Order 4 has a trios match with Rich Swann, BDE, and a mystery partner. The semifinals in the KO TV title tournament, Indy Hartwell versus M by Elegance. Ricky Sosa versus Brian Myers. Eddie Edwards versus Casey Navarro. And we will hear from the face of the franchise, Moose.
We will hear from Moose. All right. It's coming up tonight.
But yeah, Nick Nemeth, Jeff Hardy world title match.
Nick Nemeth versus Jeff Hardy for the world title. On television free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. TNA's been doing pretty good on TV of late. They had their highest ever numbers a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we had that one bad week when Collision was head-to-head with us, and I believe last Thursday they were back up again.
The G1 is down to the final four, and we are guaranteed a first-time winner of the G1. B-Block wrapped up today. Callum Newman and Yuya Uemura ended up in the finals. There is a day off tomorrow, and then the semifinals are this weekend. We have got Newman versus Oiwa, and Uemura versus Yotasuji. That's taking place on Saturday, and the finals will take place on Sunday. So, in the A block, finishing with 12 points, were Yotasuji, Oiwa, and Takeshita. Old Great O'Conn had 6 points there at the end. I heard he sucked in this tournament. That's a rumor. Then for the B block, Callum Newman, Yui Uemura, and Gabe Kidd all ended up with 12 points. And unfortunately, Shota Umino was injured, and so he ended up with 0 points. But with the last four guys here, Newman, Oiwa, Uemura, and Tsuji, we will have a first time ever. One of these guys will win the G1 for the first time ever, and they will get a shot at the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. And keep in mind that one of the finalists is the IWGP Heavyweight Champion. But I don't think Yotasuji is going to win this tournament. But I suppose anything can happen. So anyway, that's coming up on Saturday and Sunday this weekend if you want to check it out. And there will be a number of other matches as well. You can check out all of this on New Japan World, njpwworld.com. All right, well, I think it's time for a short Q&A, and then we will get into the Dynamite report when we come back. So if you guys have questions for Lance, you can send them to me, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. And we'll answer them here on the air to end up or to finish out this little this segment here. Are you and Tom doing tomorrow? What's the plan?
Tom is for sure. He said he's more than happy to do a solo show. I've got an appointment for a custom knee brace. Depending on how long that appointment goes, I may or may not be joining him.
All right. Don the Don here says, if you're talking filmmaking with Vinny Pacifico, you should ask him, although he's not here, so we'll ask Lance. Has he seen Grunt the Wrestling Movie? It's a classic.
I think I may have way, way back in the day, but I'm not positive. I recall, like, when I first got a VCR, wanting to track it down, and I think I did, but again, that was back in the mid-80s when I was in high school. So I'm not sure I have, and if I have, I have zero memory of it.
He says Lance is on to something with Bailey using a different name. It is a well-known fact that Bailey is a big Paramore fan. Their lead singer is named Haley, so she could use that. So she could be Haley.
Instead of Bailey.
Yeah. I think she'll go back to...
Davina Rose?
Davina Rose, yeah.
I'd go with Haley.
All right, let's see what else we've got here.
If she's even leaving.
Lance, how impressed are you by Jericho's longevity in the wrestling business?
It's amazing. He's, what, 36 years in now? And really, with the exception of the Well, I guess he had a back injury that he, I was going to say without any injuries, but he did have the back injury that DDP Yoga helped and the broken arm that surgery fixed. But he's built like a fire plug and he keeps ticking.
What did he injure in Dancing with the Stars? Was that his back? I forget what he got hurt doing Dancing with the Stars, and it was
that may have been
astounding.
Yeah, that may have been part of the back issue. I don't remember, but I know he had back issues that DDP Yoga really helped him out with. So,
this person here, Matthew from LA, do you think there's any chance Ospreay doesn't win at Wembley? There is zero chance, I would say, and I rarely say zero chance. Someone could get hurt or something, obviously.
Yeah, they have to stop the match.
But unless there's some absolute calamity, there's absolutely no chance whatsoever that he is not winning at Wembley.
Yeah, I would say there's zero chance that the booking plans are for him to lose.
Yeah.
I would hope.
Guys, we've watched a lot of AEW. We constantly make fun of how predictable everything is. And I know people like to argue, well, it's predictable because it makes sense. That's true. But, like, you know what else makes sense is, like, actual sports. And you can't pick the winner in all of those games, fights, whatever, because things happen. And there are upsets and there are surprises. And I think there should be more of those in AEW. I talked about it a couple of days ago.
But this shouldn't be one of them.
This is absolutely not one of them. But, like, example, I mean, I talked about this the other day. This Continental Cup, it's like, it's going to come down to one winner. Everybody else in the tournament is getting eliminated. It's not round robin. So there's no reason whatsoever that Claudio can't put over Ace Austin. And Ace Austin moves on to the next round. No reason whatsoever. But every finish so far has been completely predictable. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset? All In Lid isn't about what you wear, it's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership, a reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple, to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com. Be sure to check it out. AllInLid.com.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
From the people who brought you It's the Dog Park comes.
Is that a new bump on your dog's neck? Or is that bump just a part of his neck? Could be a bug bite or something way worse.
Protect your dog from injury and illness with Progressive Pet Insurance.
Wait, there's another bump. Right by the first bump.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Coverage subject to policy terms.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, back here in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. It's time to talk about Dynamite. We got a lot to get into here today. What did you think of this show?
A lot of it isn't my cup of tea, to be perfectly honest. I think the best analogy would be, because again, I read a lot of books, it's like I like specific genres, and they don't always necessarily write the genre that I prefer.
All right. Well, it opened up with a segment with Ospreay and Kenny Omega, and it's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Ospreay came out and did a long speech about a lot of things, actually. And long story short, he said that I know that Kenny was probably watching from his couch last week, he said, and probably wondering if I was going to pull the trigger. And in the end, he realized I was going to pull the trigger. I know you're backstage tonight, so if you're not doing anything, why don't you come out and grace us with your presence? So out comes Don Callis instead, and he does his promo about... you know, he helped Kenny Omega win the title. They screwed John Moxley, and then Kenny made an error, and he lost the title after Don turned on him and basically said that he was responsible for all of these championship changes. And he said that everything that Ospreay had, he owed to Don. And like Kenny, you're going to try and do this on your own, and it ain't happening. So he says... The road to Wembley is not paved in gold. It's going to be paid in your blood. So the family hits a ring. They go after Will. Kenny Omega makes a save with a pipe. Gets all the heels to flee. Then pretends like he's going to hit Will, but he just makes him flinch. And then he just cuts a promo saying, I warned you about Don. I warned you about Moxley. I warned you about MJF. Basically calls him an idiot. And helps him up, but then says, I need you to know I can't help you like this again. From here on out, it's just me and you. Will grabbed the mic, said, I appreciate the help, but I didn't ask for it. I'm not going to need your help. Thank you. And you know, they always say that hindsight is 20/20.
They do.
Sometimes foresight is also 20/20. And about 2 weeks ago, these guys did a promo segment, which was freaking awesome. And I remember, I said, what are you going to do now? Because that was... the go-home promo, and we're 4 weeks away, and I don't know how you're going to... And it turns out, that should have been the go-home promo, because, I don't know, this didn't build any interest in the match to me at all. It was just there.
I saw the, hopefully, future babyface world champion cowering in the corner. I would not have done that. And me as a person, if... you grabbed a pipe and threatened to smash my head in with it. The second you dropped that pipe, I would make sure you never had that opportunity ever again in your life.
Mm.
And this guy sat in the corner and cowered and then let the guy talk at him. I was not impressed.
At MJF Speedball and Nick Wayne in a match to determine number two in the Casino Gauntlet. I thought it was a pretty good match. The issue was at the end... they did a couple of spots with Nick and Speedball, and then Speedball hit the moonsault double knees, and every heel finish you've ever seen, Max tossed Bailey outside, stole the pin on Nick.
Well, he
actually stole the submission.
The pin. He grabbed his move and then did it, so he actually won it.
Well, he won it, but...
he didn't steal the pin.
He tossed the guy out when he did his finish.
And then applied his own finish.
Whatever, he stole the win. But the point is, the bigger point to me, is... Nick's going after the Ring of Honor world title in like a week or something. And they just put him on TV and they just beat him right and left. on his way to this Ring of Honor world title match.
They beat Ring of Honor champions on the show all the time.
I know. I don't like it.
They beat a Ring of Honor challenger.
I mean, what's the point of Ring of Honor? It's like them. You want me to not complain about them beating Dom three straight weeks on the way to defending the title against El Grande at Triple Mania? I mean, are we supposed to want to watch these matches? That's my question. Am I supposed to want to watch these matches or not? Because this is not how to get me interested in Nick Wayne and Bandido. It's not how you get me interested in El Grande Americano and Dom. It's just like, hey, these guys are secondary guys going after secondary belts. So, like, you know, deal with it. And then Max cut a promo. He's going to win the contract for a shot at the title. But also, he's the champion right now. Still yep. Weird.
Very much so.
Mick Foley interviewed Jay White, and then we had Jay White and Finley, Continental Cup match. So, match was all right. I wouldn't say it was great. They had a spot where Jay White sold it like he'd badly injured his neck. And like,
I hated it.
Everybody was, like, the announcers didn't know what was going on. And what happened was they were playing off.
The announcers didn't even understand that it was a playback to the Dominator.
Thank you, Lance. Correct. They did figure it out later, probably because Tony Khan told them. But like at the moment, they were just like, what's going on? And what it was supposed to be was playing off when David Finlay dropped Jay White on his head at the pay-per-view, which injured him. Although all of this on television was incredibly vague. And
it's the Will Ospreay story. He has a legit bad neck. Oh, no, he could be crippled, but we'll let him keep wrestling.
Yes. And he won, and he moves on in this tournament. We had Eggman and Brodeo coming out as the trio's champions. Swerve then returned, and he cut a promo on all three guys. And then they were interrupted by Ricochet and the Gates of Agony and the Lethal Swirl, who apparently are with the Gates of Agony now. Presumably this happened on Collision, and they never recapped it, but yeah. So Ricochet's still mad about that time that Swerve showered him with toilet paper, which is a classic. Like, I was like, you know what? That did happen once, but like, who in God's name remembers that other than Tony? He's still angry about it, and he tells Swerve to get out of here. We don't want to hear from you. Swerve gets in Ricochet's face, but there's six other heels, so Swerve just kind of heads to the back, which is also weird because I think he's still a heel, but I'm not sure. But anyway, he buries Ricochet. And then Hangman offers Ricochet and the Gates of Agony a trios title match. The challengers head to the ring, but then go, no, we're going to do it on our time. I was like, what?
Yeah.
You guys don't got a leg to stand on. Why are you calling the shots? And the champions were like, okay, I guess we do it on their time.
Rather than saying now or never, dude. Yeah, we'll ask
it was
somebody
like,
else.
Too bad, brother. We'll give someone else a shot. No, they just accepted it. We had a Mercedes Willow segment, which I didn't like the cinematography. They shot it like a movie, and unfortunately, when you shoot something like a movie, it's like I feel like I'm watching a movie, and I know that the fight scenes are fake. I just didn't like this. Just it was too much. Then we had Kevin Knight and Chris Jericho, TNT title. They had one weird spot in the middle involving Don, where I think he jumped the gun and got in the ring too early. And then at that point, I think Jericho just figured, well, the whole thing's out off the rails, so I'll just drag this guy over so I can get hit in the head with a screwdriver. But I mean, other than that, they had a very good match. And Kevin Knight ended up avoiding a Judas effect. Aubrey almost got hit. She covered up. Knight then hit a low blow, hit his Urinage, got the pin. And yeah, this was a good showing. The fans loved Jericho, and they chanted his name for minutes after the match ended. And then as they're chanting his name, they like cut to Claudio doing a promo, but they left the crowd audio on. And Oops. So the Death Riders are trying to cut this promo, and all you can hear is the fans chanting for Jericho. So that was kind of weird. Statlander went 50-50 with Viva Van for 3 minutes. I don't know why she had to go 50-50, but she did. And then she wins, and Mick Foley interviews Statlander. And Foley says, I just talked to Tony Khan next week. It's Maya World, Statlander, Persephone, and Sheeta for the TBS title. Title's on the line. And that leads us to Persephone and Sheeta against Maya World and Thunder Rosa. Match was not very good. And in the end, Maya pinned Sheeta with the bridging suplex. And I thought, oh my God. I hope she does not win in that title back next week. I think that's a bad idea. But I've watched a lot of AEW shows, and now, based on this finish, I cannot rule that out. So I guess we shall see. But, yeah, that four-way is next week. Had a Darby promo, talking about facing Kevin Knight at Wembley in a Falls Count Anywhere match, which could be quite wild. Then we had Renee interviewing Don and Kyle, and Kyle talks about how he's defended the belt in three countries, and now he's looking forward to Wembley. And Don goes, well, you know, there's another international champion that hasn't gotten a rematch. And Kyle says, do not tell me I'm defending against Takeshita again. And Don goes, well, technically, yes. But there's also another former champion who hasn't got a rematch. And so it is Kyle, Okada, and Takeshita in a three-way for the international title. Kyle is
not happy.
Just disgusted. Don is so happy that his main man Okada is in the match. They're all celebrating. Kyle just sadly leaves. And I thought this segment was awesome. And then, yes, we had the main event. And since I didn't see it, Lance, tell us about it.
It was a bloody fight, but they lost me. Moxley did ground and pound with elbows. Knocked Jack Perry completely unconscious, where the ref had to step in and actually wake the guy up.
Mm.
Like after in boxing or MMA when someone's knocked out, like slapping his face, shaking his head, and then Jack Perry managed to come to, and then the ref let them continue the match. And I'm just like, what are we doing? He was unconscious and had to be woken up. That's a stoppage. You don't wake up an unconscious person and go, hey, are you awake? Oh, okay, start fighting again. And then Mox won in the end.
You know, a lot of people are asking about this trios gimmick and who Swerve's partners could be. And obviously, it's heavily rumored that it will be the New Day. We don't know that. Obviously, they can't come in as the New Day. But, you know, them showing up at Wembley would be a big deal. Yesterday, Dave was talking about how if it's going to be the New Day, you should advertise them. You want to sell some tickets and everything like that. And yes, you could do that, but also, I will say that AEW has been very successful at the surprise everyone knows. So,
well, they've been successful and unsuccessful with it.
Sure.
Punk sold a lot of tickets. Someone else, I forget who it was, didn't.
Well, I mean, you gotta make it clear, basically. I mean, if Swerve's out there saying, you know, it's going to be a New Day at Wembley, and you drop like hints like that where everybody knows.
Well, then just advertise it.
You can, but you know, they like to do it. I mean, it doesn't matter. That is basically advertising it. Swerve announces it will be a New Day at Wembley. Who will his partners be? That's advertising it, so. But I don't know who it's going to be. But certainly, I think that's... But I would not do a three-way. I would do Swerve and New Day versus Hangman and Brodito. I don't think Ricochet and the Gates of Agony need to be involved. I know he wants to get all these bodies on the show and everything like that, but I think a one-on-one trios title match with Swerve debuting the New Day against Hangman and Brodito is the way to go. So we'll find out. We're, 13 days away? 12 days away now? It's coming up. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Thank you. It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Oh, Lance is joining us here today in advance of tonight's TNA. Jeff Hardy going for that TNA World title. And also tonight, it is the Brian and Vinny show, AEW and NXT. We got a lot to talk about on both of those shows, so make sure you check it out. Don't you dare miss it! Tom's going to be in charge here tomorrow because I am actually going to be driving to Spokane tomorrow to do some stuff. Relentless Wrestling is taking place on Saturday, 7 to 10 at Players and Spectators in Spokane Valley, Washington.
You going in early to help with setup?
I might be setting up chairs in the ring, if we're being honest. But I'm not being honest. But anyway, that's taking place on Saturday. Players and Spectators in Spokane Valley, Washington. I will be there, and Tom will be there. Jonathan Gresham is defending his title on the show. And stop by and say hi, everybody. It's gonna be a fun time. So that'll be Saturday, and then Lance and maybe Tom tomorrow doing Observer Live, and I guess Garrett and Dave this weekend because it's a UFC pay-per-view, even though those no longer exist. I guess it's a numbered show, which makes it, I guess, more special. But anyway, that's the plan for this weekend, everybody. I'll be back on Sunday night, I believe, with Vinny. Probably SmackDown and Collision, I think, will be the plan. But a lot of stuff for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, F4WOnline.com/Apple. Spotify, F4WOnline.com/Spotify, or YouTube, video.F4WOnline.com, F4WOnline.com/YouTube, and watch the shows live on YouTube, everybody. So that's it. We're going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you after a while. Wrestling Observer Live.